USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
For years, the American people were spoon-fed the lie that President Trump was colluding with Russia. The lie was started by the Hillary Clinton campaign and perpetuated by the FBI. Former Attorney General Bill Barr on Fox News says this dirty trick tied Trump's hands in dealing with Russia, leading to what's happening today in Ukraine.
I think it started out as a political dirty trick, but it was propelled by the FBI jumping on it and spying on the Trump campaign. I think it tied Trump's hands to deal normally with Russia and try to negotiate some kind of structure or framework diplomatically that would avoid what we're seeing today.
The Chernobyl plant in Ukraine is disconnected from the grid due to damage inflicted by Russian occupying forces. This is now sparking new concerns of radioactive contamination if the cooling of spent nuclear fuel rods stops flowing because of the power outage. USA Radio News.
I need four more of the brisket carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring this to the picnic counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
With gas prices going up, so does everything else. Your shoes to the materials on your roof uses fuel to get where it's at now. Katie Lewis reports.
The Democratic governors say the move is to alleviate pump prices exceeding $4 per gallon. The governors from Colorado, Michigan, Minnesota, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin pushed for the suspension in a letter Tuesday to congressional leaders. Governor Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan is up for re-election, but a spokesperson said she does not support temporarily freezing the state's 27.2 cents per gallon gas tax or the 6% sales tax on fuel.
January 6, prosecutors won a landmark ruling in the first case of the U.S. Capitol riot to go before a jury trial. Texas man Guy Reffitt was found guilty on 5 felony charges, including obstructing an official proceeding and bringing a gun onto the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. He faces 60 years in prison. It should be noted, Reffitt did not enter the Capitol building. USA Radio News.
Nobody
are the shakings that have come upon America and the world from 9/11 to COVID-19 all part of an ancient mystery, a prophecy, a warning of what is still to come? From New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Cahn comes an explosive and mind-blowing motion picture, The Harbingers of Things to Come, the one movie you can't afford not to see. In theaters May 12th. Tickets available online at fathomevents.com.
As Russia continues its onslaught of Ukraine, President Zelensky pleads with the United Kingdom Parliament for help.
On day 5, the terror against us was going on against children, against the cities, and constant shelling have been taking place around the country, including hospitals, and that didn't break us. And that gave us feeling of big truth. On day 6, the Russian rockets fell on Babin Yar, that is the place where the Nazis killed thousands of people during the Second World War. And 80 years after, the Russia hit at them for the second time.
It looks as if NFL star Aaron Rodgers is staying in Wisconsin. John Hunt reports.
If your NFL team is looking for a new quarterback, cross Aaron Rodgers' name off the list as he's planning to come back to the Green Bay Packers for an 18th season, a move that answers the big question that has dominated the NFL offseason discussion. NFL Network reported that the 38-year-old Rodgers had agreed to a 4-year, $200 million contract that includes $153 million in guaranteed money.
If you're one of those states that plays the game, daylight savings time goes into effect very early Sunday morning. USA Radio News.